This is New England Public Radio News. The poet January Gill O'Neill has been writing a lot about life after her divorce. That includes what she calls the ordinary, boring stuff. But she makes a trip to the hardware store or a night roller skating with her kids feel universal. Gill O'Neill is the executive director of the Massachusetts Poetry Festival, and she teaches at Salem State University. Her new collection is called Rewilding. As part of our summer reading series, she tells New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman what the title means to her.
So for me, rewilding means coming back stronger in the broken places. I think about spaces that we've abandoned and that we've set aside, but, you know, you'll find, you know, flowers coming in through the cracks of the walls, or some squirrel or something scurrying through, or it's finding its way through the rubble and debris and making its way. And I think that for me was a metaphor for how I was feeling and still feel.
And have your children read your pieces?
They have. Now, you know, they're...
They will.
They've gone, you know, I take them to some of my poetry readings, not all. You know, they probably go to a few a year.
What about the poem Tinder? Have they come across that one yet?
No, I mean, specific ones. I mean, you know, I had a poem in the first book that was, Sex and Pizza? And I, you know, and they were much younger, so I decidedly kept that one away.
But who you are as a mother is very key to what mm-hmm. you've been doing and writing on your own webpage.
Yeah.
It's Poet Mom.
Yes.
But is it Poet Mom?
It is. It is, and poet comes first.
It just is a striking thing about to write about family as part of your poetry, to be so honest and revealing. As an African-American woman, you have a child who is an African-American child, and you wrote this piece mm-hmm. called Hoodie. You mm-hmm. write about race. You wrote another piece in this collection of Rewilding, being told I look like FLOTUS.
Right. My children are biracial. That influences how I think about them and how I write about them. It's a little easier for me to write about an experience that has happened to them or to me versus to write something general about race is difficult and tough. And not to say that I can't do that. I just don't think I can find the story. And I'm a very narrative poet. You know, in the poem Hoodie, which is a poem about my son, really, you know, walking the streets of our neighborhood, you know, which is a relatively safe place. But I don't know who's going to drive down the street and think he doesn't belong. And this was a few years ago when I wrote it. He's now 15.
Would you read that piece? Mm-hmm. It's on page 28. You should probably know your book by heart.
I should. A gray hoodie will not protect my son from rain, from the New England cold. I see the partial eclipse of his face as his head sinks into the half-dark and shades his eyes. Even in our quiet suburb with its unlocked doors, I fear for his safety, the darkest child on our street in the empire of blocks. Sometimes I do not know who he is anymore, traveling the back roads between boy and man. He strides a deep stride, pounds a basketball into wet pavement. Will he take his shot, or is he waiting for the open-mouthed orange rim to take a chance on him? I sing his name to the night, ask for safe passage from this borrowed body into the next, and wonder who could mistake him for anything but good.
This poem, Hoodie, mm-hmm. was in the New York Times Magazine in mm-hmm. February, mm-hmm. And Rita Dove is the poetry editor for the New York Times Magazine. She picked this poem. It had, you know, amazing readership, more than maybe just if your book had come mm-hmm. out from a small press. What does that mean to get out there in the New York Times?
It means that I get to do my work, and I can sell a few more books, and I might get another opportunity. But I am very community-based. So, you know, if having my name in the newspaper shines a light on the larger project, then that's a win-win.
How do you think people read poetry? Like do we pop them like M&Ms, you know? How do you suggest as a poet and a teacher?
I think you should use poetry like breadcrumbs. I think you should find a poem and then go wherever it leads you. And maybe it's another poem, or maybe it's a writer who's doing similar work, or go out and find poetry and hear it. It's everywhere. It is not hard to find, even if you're, you know, looking on YouTube. I think people should not be afraid of it. I think that's the biggest myth in poetry, that poetry is not accessible.
That's poet January Gill O'Neill. Her most recent book is called Rewilding. You can hear other interviews in our summer reading series at npr.net.